mentors. The Reach Foundation started in 1994 by Jim Steins, mate of mine, late Jim Steins, and Paul Curry, focused on youth work and from a different direction. It was sort of almost formalised mentoring, and it dealt with kids, not kids who had problems in life, but as often happens to any child, even growing up in good loving families and in a secure environment, you know, you get to that age of, what is it, 14 to 16, and life gets a bit confusing, you're off the rails a little bit, or in danger of going off the rails. Does some great work. Got a new chief executive, Fergus Watts, who's played a bit of AFL footy himself, has been through the Reach program, was a facilitator at Reach. But it raises the question with mentors. Who is your mentor in life? I reckon most of us had a mentor, whether it's a student or a workmate or a boss or a parent. 133693, your mentor and why, how they influenced your life. Fergus Watts, as I said, is the new chief executive of Reach. Fergus Watts, good morning.
G'day, Neil.
Well, look, you were hardly selling crack on street corners. You weren't right off the rails. What did Reach do for you?
Well, I think you summarised it beautifully, Neil, in your lead-in then. Reach did for me what Reach does for all the young people that come through the program, which is build social and emotional resilience skills. That is what we do as an organisation, and we do it for young people from a high-risk environment to me, private school educated and come from a good family, and everyone in between. And those skills are the key protective factors in being able to create a strong mental health position in your life.
Were you shaky? Were you fragile at the time?
No, not at all. Not at the time. I was a standard 15-year-old kid, you know. And my first Reach experience was at a Heroes Day, which is a product we ran with 500 young people in the room at the time. And Jim facilitated it. And the story's too long for right now, but what I came out of there was a true understanding that it's okay to be me. And that it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to be boisterous. It's okay to be everything I am. And that greater understanding of myself has allowed me to make better decisions by understanding my emotional intelligence better. And it's allowed me to make better decisions in my life.
Well, you've done a bit. You played a bit of AFL footy until injury stopped it. How many games did you get under your belt?
Nah, not many, Neil. I had six AFL games, and it was a combination of a lot of injuries and probably just not being good enough, I think, if we're all honest.
And you, with your brother, you started Australia's largest independent marketing agency, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, 13 years ago, founded Bastion, and a couple of years ago, sort of 18 months ago, stepped out of being the CEO. That my brother took over the CEO job. So it's been a good journey running Bastion, and I'm now wrapped to be back involved in Reach. I've had an association with for 20 years.
But why step away from a big job like that with your own marketing agency? Why go and run Reach?
I'm still the chairman of Bastion, and I've been out of the CEO position at Bastion for the last 18 months. So the reason I've come in to do the CEO job at Reach is because I'm passionate about preventative solutions for mental health for young people. And we really need a societal change in this country around where we put our focus on what's important from a health position. You know, COVID, we talk about a mental health crisis in young people right now. COVID didn't create this crisis. COVID has just showcased the crisis that was simmering under the surface. And in 2017, of all health funding in this country, 1.34% of it was on preventative solutions. So when you say, well, that was 5 years ago, and we didn't invest enough in the preventative development of young people's mental health, and they come into a major situation that is COVID, that is a global situation, but we all have major situations individually in our lives, and we wonder why young people or anyone in general is struggling to deal with these things because we haven't given them the skills and the skills to be able to handle these things when they arise.
Well, okay, what do you want to do? How do you address it?
Honestly, it's an awareness thing is the biggest thing. If I sit down with anyone and I have a discussion around what is the long-term solution to mental health issues, very few people disagree with me that preventative is the only long-term solution. But The reality is, when it comes time for governments to sign budgets, when it comes time for high net wealth to donate, when it comes time for anyone to donate $50 to anything, the vast majority of that goes into intervention and reactive work. And, you know, it's just the reality. It's just not immediately rewarding to invest in a young person who on the surface doesn't seem to have any obvious issues. It is always someone else needs this money more, and so we're going to give it to them.
What was your biggest challenge in life? What has been your biggest challenge in life so far, personally?
Oh, God, that's a big question. But, I mean, look, for me, the challenge on, you know, I mean, getting drafted as a first-round draft pick, that was a very positive thing. There's a lot of challenges that go with that. Then the end of my football career was a very substantial one. I thought I was going to have a 15-year career, and it turned out to be a 4-year career, and that was very emotionally difficult. Building a business in how I have has had a lot of ups and downs over the last decade and a half in doing that. So I think these challenges come up always in our life, and these challenges are real for everybody. And what's helped me a lot is being able to understand the emotions of each one of those situations and then being able to work through that because of the work that I did at Rake.
So is Jim a mentor, or would you say that other mentors have been more important to you?
I've had a range of mentors in my life. Jim certainly was. Jim trained me as a facilitator through the Reach program. So I had a lot to do with Jim. I remember when I went out to start my business, I rang Jim and I said, am I off my head here trying to do this? I was 23 years old, and he sort of gave me some advice that allowed me to have some confidence to go and make that jump. So Jim was a big part of my life. And what Jim and Paul did 28 years ago when they founded Reach, I mean, they pioneered this work in this country. You know, Reach is the most influential youth organisation in the country by a long way because they pioneered the work 28 years ago and have impacted millions of young people over the last nearly 3 decades.
I remember going with my son at Jim's invitation to an event at the Campbell Town Hall, anyway, out there somewhere, and the town hall was full of kids. And it was like going to an evangelist meeting. It was that sort of thing. Did that still happen?
Yeah, that's the Heroes Hour. So that was my first experience with Reach as well. So we do them at the Dream Factory here in Collingwood in our office. We've got a couple of event spaces. We do a few of them every term. They're amazing days, and they give young people a really great experience because it's this great sort of concert vibe whilst having very real emotional conversations about who we are and working through any of these sort of issues and showcasing to 500 other young people in the room that it's okay to be you. You know, it's okay to be an emotional, developed human being. And you know, they're very powerful programs.
All right. Well, you've started your own business, which has now got, 300 people with your brother, Australia, New Zealand and the US. You've played league footy. You've done a lot of things. When do you put your feet up?
I'm only 36 years old, Neil. Hopefully not for some time.
Good on you. Good luck. Keep in touch, please. Let us know if we can help. Thank you. Fergus Watts, Chief Executive of Reach. Reach is it's a fascinating organisation because it was obviously built around the charisma and the vision of Jim and Paul, and Jim in particular was the face of it, of course, because of his public profile. And the loss of Jim would have to damage the organisation, but it goes on. It goes on and achieves a lot. Mentors, 1336